Podcasts have a problem. Think about it. How many podcasts did you start and abandon before you found this one? Every article that promises podcasting's greatest hits features the same 10 shows everyone's already heard of. And the podcast app that you're playing this on, they're recommending the same podcast to you that they are to your high school gym teacher. Heard FM, a personalized podcast app, believes you deserve a unique podcast experience with recommendations tailored to your interests. Because when you recommend the same thing to everyone, you're not giving anyone the attention they deserve. When you download the app, you'll set up your interest profile, and every Monday you'll receive a new batch of podcasts that are made just for you. So stop looking for podcasts. Heard FM already found them for you. Download Heard FM on iOS and Android now.
Please tell me there's not a lot in there. I cannot handle anything crazy today. Heather's in one of her moods.
Sorry, dude.
Working for her is a total dream, but one of these days I'm slipping an Ambien into her salad. Those bags in her eyes do not match her shoes.
Hey, at least you're still dressed as well.
Says the girl wearing flannel in the office.
Excuse me, this is cool.
Intern!
Duty calls, intern.
I hate you.
Right back at ya.
You shouted.
New envelope. Pull up a chair.
Hey, sorry to break the whole impersonal nature of this whole thing. Annika would absolutely kill me if she knew I was doing this, but I'm keeping my own log of everything. And the more time we spend alone together, the more I can feel her... It's not like rubbing off on me, but it's almost like... Ugh, I'm doing a terrible job of explaining this. It's like... If you spent all day hanging out with Bruce Banner, right? He's not always hulked out, but he is always radioactive. And it's like, if anyone was around him for long enough, would they feel the effects of secondhand gamma radiation? It's nothing serious, but I have started to notice changes, I guess. Sometimes I get a little dizzy or my hands shake. I've tried Googling it, too. There's... The Aaron Brockovich answer of being so close to something that it just slowly slips into your bloodstream and you don't notice until it's too late. Annika doesn't know about it, obviously, but she wants to go see someone about her. And I don't think it's such a good idea.
B? Hey, you here?
Hey! Yeah, in here!
Oh, thank you.
No problem.
Wait, play that part again?
B? Hey, you here?
Hey! Yeah, in here!
Oh, thank you.
There, I know that voice.
Okay.
No, Sean, you don't get it. I know where they are.
How?
Give me the computer. I take a lot of walks around the city when I need to think straight or take a break, and sometimes on my way in.
Is that why the coffee's never hot?
Okay, 100% not my job, dude. But that voice, the soft one that's not Annika's or Bailey's?
Yeah?
That's my fucking neighbor.
Are you fucking with me?
I truly wish I was.
Let's go.
Go? I have like 6 more hours left on my shift.
Tell Heather you're sick.
Tell your girlfriend I need to leave with her boyfriend in the middle of the day because I don't feel well.
Then don't tell her. Just, you know, leave. Control your own destiny, intern. Look, I know you want to make a good impression. Find some sort of job out of this whole thing. But you're here to learn how to be a reporter. And this... Chasing down a good story that might help someone, or a ton of someone's? This is what being a reporter is all about. You don't need a pristine intern hour sheet to be good at this job. You gotta have that need in your stomach to make the world a more knowledgeable place.
Fuck it. Print journalism's dead anyway. But I still have to graduate, so you've gotta get Heather to sign my hour sheet. Don't care how freaky you gotta get.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You're really gonna sit on that?
That's what it's made for.
People pee on those, dude. I have seen it happen.
Cannot believe I'm going to Bushwick.
Good place to hide. No one cares what happens in Bushwick. God, how am I supposed to be a good reporter if they've literally been sending these envelopes from my apartment building?
It's not that easy.
Sure.
Hey, if you're looking for a pep talk, you're talking to the wrong guy.
I mean, we've been listening to these tapes for weeks, and...
And most of them were recorded before these kids ever got a place in your apartment.
I found her high school before I found her.
Why do you care so much?
What?
I mean, I know why I care about this story, but what's your angle? Why did you practically stalk your way onto this story? Why do you care about how long it takes for us to find her?
Because I wish someone had taken even half this much time trying to help me. This is us. It's a mess, okay? And a shoebox, and I am 97% sure I left a bra on top of a pizza box on the couch.
I don't really want to know why.
I'm only ever home to, like, eat, sleep, and blog, okay? Just don't judge me. Sorry, the door sticks sometimes, so just push. Yeah, awesome. Thanks.
You eat anything other than pizza?
Duh, sometimes I have those little pizza bagels.
Drink anything other than beer?
Okay, I'm a college student. This is the vibe.
Where should I sit?
Just move that box and take a spot on the couch. Jesus, Sean, it's a bra. It's not radioactive.
Could you tell what apartment they were in from the recording?
I'm not a psychic, but the neighbor on the tape was Mrs. Sachs. She's on the second floor, always has trouble getting her groceries up.
Let's go.
What? Is your plan just to knock on every door until we find them? Oh my god, dude, it's the middle of the afternoon on a Wednesday. No one's gonna be just...
No, thank you.
Holy shit.
That's her.
I said we don't want whatever you're selling. Oh, can I help you?
You've been sending me packages.
Well, technically...
Technically, I've been sending them. To her.
But I'm an intern.
I like your blog.
Oh. As fun as it is to watch you guys flirt, do you think we could come inside before someone sees us? Can I get you guys anything? Coffee? Water?
Are you shaking?
What? No. This is fine.
How are you guys affording this place?
First of all, rude.
Second of all, it's my aunt's. She doesn't exactly know we're here.
By exactly, she means at all.
Is it technically squatting if your last name is on the lease?
Yeah. I mean, technically, yeah.
Did I offer you guys water? I'm gonna get us some water.
How'd you find us, anyways? What did you do, B?
I didn't do anything. I just gave them a very small hint. What? They were taking forever. We're literally living underneath Harrison.
Okay, whatever. It's not like you're attending building meetings.
We'll deal with your super sleuth skills later, guys. I want to talk to Sean.
Great. That's what I'm here for.
We've given you more than enough information for a story. Plenty of fodder for Harrison's blog, but neither of you have published a single thing. I said I wanted my side of the story out there, not dying in your musty office.
How'd you know it was musty?
He looks like he'd have a musty office.
Rude.
Sorry. Impulse control isn't really my thing.
Impulse control is a thing in journalism. I have to build a story before I just run around publishing something. And threatening a reporter isn't a great way to get an unbiased story told.
What do you need from me?
An interview. On the record, where I can ask questions and you answer them honestly.
Fine. But I want Harrison to broadcast it while we do it.
Absolutely not.
Fine. Then get out of my apartment.
Oh, come on. Don't be unreasonable. I can't publish a story that's already on the internet.
And I really don't have that many followers or anything. It's just more like a public thought bubble while I work out my theories.
There are people who read it. I read it. And people who want me to be better than the media thinks I am, okay? So I want it out there unedited. Then you can write whatever version of the story that you want.
Is that something you can do?
Yeah, absolutely.
Then we have a deal?
We have a deal.
Should I introduce you guys, or... I'm gonna introduce you, okay. Hey, listeners, Harrison the intern here. Bring you a sick opportunity, oh my god. I just realized that none of you have ever heard my voice before, and that is absolutely a blessing.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry, live from the benefits of my super cool internship, I bring you the first interview ever with the girl behind the doom and gloom that's been terrorizing the city.
Thanks.
Sorry.
Okay, let's just start with the basics. We all know about New York.
I don't want to talk about that.
Oh my God. Heather, you're going to need to hear this.
You've all already made up your minds about that.
Well, people were hurt.
Because three other people brought a building down.
You don't take any responsibility for that?
We were trying to ask for help, but clearly that was the wrong move.
How did you think they could help you?
These things I do, they're not just... People call them powers, and I guess that's true, but they're intertwined with something else. And we thought if these people had the same powers as me, the same kind of condition, they were managing it a lot better than I was. I thought they might be able to help.
What are you doing? Stop!
Get out of the way! Aiden, stop! This kid's out like a light!
Kid, you need to let us take care of this.
Leave me alone.
Hey, it's cool. We're all cool. Let's just calm down.
This is an ambush!
She's dangerous. Guys, we've seriously got a situation here. She's bleeding.
Bailey? Bailey, answer me!
Fuck!
Bailey!
Aiden, I can't get her to calm down. I can't box it up.
We've gotta go.
She's totally prone. There's no way she survives this mess.
Let's go!
Sean?
I'm fine.
Oh, thank God.
Where is she? Where's Bailey?
Hey, calm down.
Where is she? Bailey! Bailey!
Sean?
This episode of Super Ordinary was written and directed by Marissa Tandon, featured Jose Donato as Sean, Mia Kadama as Annika, Lauren Bradley as Bailey, Marissa Tandon as Harrison, Michael Yapugian as Aiden, Alexandra Tandon as Max, Danielle Shamaya as Jen, Christina Raquel as Andrea, and Eli Barraza as Heather. Original music for Super Ordinary is composed and performed by Gilberto Benitez. To keep up with our show, follow us on social media at SuperOrdPod, and for bonus content, merch, and to find out how to get our episodes 2 days early, visit our website at superordinarypod.com.